We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We've got Ascension Via Christi representatives, Marty Reed, RN, exercise physiologist, and Brittany Cowan, a clinical dietitian, here at Ascension Via Christi. We're talking of eating healthier and exercising in the new year, 2020. Of course, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions each year, and try to stick to them as long as you can here, because the ultimate goal is living a better life and being healthy. And Marty has some tips here. Apparently, it's not always good to sit around. We work in radio, so we sit quite a bit, so it's good. I find myself walking around every once in a while to keep the legs moving.
Yes, it's so important. You know, I've done cardiac rehab for more than 20 years, and early in the 90s, it was a big push to get people exercising 3 days a week, and then it was 5 days a week. But the last 10 years or so, it's not only just 5 days a week of exercise, but it's sit less. If you've been sitting for 30 minutes, get up and move around for 3 minutes. You think, what am I going to do for 3 minutes? Well, get up and walk into your kitchen or walk outside, pick imaginary apples, stand on one leg, just move more, see your doctor less. Get out of the chair, sit less. They recommend that you sit no more than 4 hours a day. And so when you look at, you get up in the morning, you sit down and eat breakfast, you read the paper, maybe you get in your car. So you're sitting right off the bat. So think about, that would be another thing as your New Year's resolution. How can you sit less and be more active? And what time of day can you establish your regular, consistent exercise program? Try to make it the same time every day so you can establish a consistent habit.
Okay. Wow. That's something I did not know about. So sitting less, obviously, that's a important thing. What about if you are sitting, maybe sit-ups? Is that a good alternative maybe?
Doing sit-ups?
Yeah.
While you're sitting in your chair?
Well, I guess not. Yeah, you couldn't do that.
I don't. Any movement is good. You know, even if you just move your arms like you're picking imaginary apples, or just take your arms up and take them back. Just move those muscles. Do range of motion. Find ways to be more active.
We're going to get Dave Lewis involved here more often. And, you know, if you have a family, this is a great activity that you can share with everybody, and it gets the whole family moving.
Get a rubber ball and play toss with your family members. Even your elders, they can throw the ball. You know, get up and dance. Do some line dancing, do some moves, practice your yoga. There is just dozens and dozens of stretches that you would find online that you could do while you're sitting in a chair. You know, lengthen the spine and look over one shoulder and then over the other. Do move your knees, bring your knees up to your chest while you're sitting in a chair. Walk in place. Be creative.
If people do this too, and let's talk about the benefits, the overall health benefits you're going to have. Decrease blood pressure, obviously.
Absolutely. Regular, consistent exercise movement lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol, makes it easier for you to lose weight or to maintain weight loss. It even improves brain health. When you exercise regularly, you increase a brain peptide in your brain, which is going to help prevent Alzheimer's, help protect our memory. So that old notion, move more, see your doctor less, really is true, because we want better health, but we're not going to have it unless we move more, sit less, exercise regularly, eat healthy, all the things that Brittany has already shared.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're motivating me here this morning, too. I love your passion for this, because it is so important. It's very important for everyone. And, you know, obviously eating healthier is important, too. There are some diets out there that people are more fond of this time of year. I've heard a lot about the keto diet. And then there's also, we heard on this radio this morning, intermittent fasting is another one.
Yes, so those two right now seem to be the most popular fad diets that I've seen, that people have asked me about. They're pretty different, but they each have their own, you know, possible positives, possible cons as well. The keto diet is fairly restrictive. That's when you're restricting your carbs. Most people, it's less than 50 grams a day. Some people do even less than that. And basically what that does is it changes the metabolic system that your body's using to burn energy. So you go from using carbs as a first main fuel source to using ketones from fat. So people do see weight loss with that. However, it's very individual because your BMI and everybody has a different metabolic rate that can affect how your body goes into ketosis, when it goes into ketosis. So people might not see the same effects that are following the exact same ketogenic diet. It's, again, one of those things that might be hard to do long term. For most people, it's going to be modifying their diet quite a bit. It's going to be focusing more on a lot of fats, and sometimes people don't discern between healthy fats and unhealthy fats, which long term we don't know what that does to cardiovascular health. Some other short term effects could be some people will experience what they call the keto flu. So your body switching into ketosis, it kind of can cause you some flu-like symptoms, some headaches, stuff like that. You're also eliminating a lot of your carb-rich foods, which are your fruits, vegetables, whole grains. And there's a reason we eat those. They're great sources of fiber, and they're full of antioxidants and other vitamins and minerals. So long-term, it could also lead to some deficiencies as well in those certain things.
Okay. The hospital also has a great program for those looking to lose weight, and I want to maybe highlight that a little bit here, Via Christi Light.
Yes. So the Via Christi Light program is done at the 6th Street Clinic. It's a very all-inclusive weight loss program. You see a weight loss physician, you see a dietitian, you see a psychologist, a weight loss nurse, and they really take the time to figure out what's going on. So it's a little bit more involved than just your weight loss program you might do at home. They have a free orientation the third Tuesday of every month at 5:30 in the evening. So you can go if you have a little bit of interest and just sit down, see what it's about. And if you have questions, you could ask them at that orientation as well.
Okay, that's good to know. We have, I guess we have a phone call. Let's take that real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus. I might put the headphones on.
Yes, I was just listening, and I'm probably in the middle of the discussion. I wanted to say that I've lost about 20 pounds since September 1st, and it's because of exercise and no special diet. I think they're all fads and trendy. You just need to look at your relationship with your food that you eat and eat healthier food and don't snack anymore. That's what I learned. You just look at when you eat too much, why you're eating too much, and cutting back. Of course, you plateau and you have a new layer of challenges if you will need to lose more weight. But I think just looking at how you your relationship with food and eating it when you're bored, stressed, upset. Also, the kind of food. I see so many people overweight that drink a lot of soda pop, sugary drinks, and fast food is really a bad thing. Just slowing down and eating healthier food will lose weight, especially if you eat less of it. So that's, you kind of examine your, you kind of uncover your emotions you've covered up by eating food as a distraction. So that's just my experience, my observation, but I think the keto diet is a very tricky thing to do, and I don't know how sustainable it is. I think people should be able to enjoy all kinds of food, but not be real strict with themselves. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's pretty much what we want people to grasp, is anything that's too restrictive is not going to be long-term. Like you mentioned, the good variety foods, and also listening to why you're eating. There really is that emotional, mental part of it that sometimes people realize, and it takes a little while, maybe different crash dieting before they realize maybe there's something else actually going on. And, you know, people talk a lot about mindfulness when they're eating. So separating out your eating time, making it less full of distractions, really giving that focus to your nutrition and what you're putting in your body, like you mentioned.
Yeah, so much of it is psychological, I'm sorry to say. it's so easy to have another serving of this and also not watching TV or looking at your smartphone while you're eating. That is not paying attention to when you do eat and tasting your food and slowing down to taste less food and feel more fulfilled. I know it sounds all easy, but you just got to be brave and honest with yourself, with your relationship with food. And then that's what I've learned. And what is really exciting is I've lost weight and seen my blood pressure go down. I sleep better. I feel better. And I basically want to stay away from the doctor as much as I can. So anyway, thank you for your information, and Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Yeah, that's, what a great story that is. And did you have something else you wanted to add, Marty?
One last thing. A lot of people have a lot, much joint pain. Arthritis is pretty prevalent in this country, and people will say, I can't exercise because my knee hurts or my hip hurts. Well, I always ask them, okay, you really have two choices here. Your pain's probably never going to go away, so you can choose. Do you want a knee pain with strong muscles or knee pain with weak muscles? And if you want to stay independent in your own home as long as possible, you've got to find ways to keep your muscles strong. So you won't need someone to help you get off the toilet, to help you up and down stairs and get off of a chair. So I challenge each and every listener today to establish a regular, consistent exercise program and include strength training.
All right. Well, Marty, we appreciate you coming on the program here and talking with us this morning. Same to you, Brittany, and this has been pretty eye-opening. I hope a lot of people will take your words to heart.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, Brittany Cowan and Marty Reed from Ascension Via Christi, our guests here this morning on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll continue our program after this.